Hey guys, Brian here with the Scratch Your Niche podcast, and we're bringing you kind of a fun new format where I'm doing a coaching call, essentially, with various small business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs in the area. I think you're going to have a lot of fun listening to it. We start out, we get to hear a little bit about who they are, what they do, and what their niche is, and then we jump into a question. So stay tuned for that. I hope you enjoy it, and I would love your feedback. Take a minute, if you haven't already, download the Anchor app, because I'd love for you to contribute your questions, your thoughts, your ideas via the free message feature that's within the app. So check it out. And without further ado, here's the episode. For the Scratch Your Niche audience, tell us who you are, what you do, and what is your niche?
Thank you, Brian, for having me today. My name is Allie Bozick, and I am starting a brand new business called Infinterest, which connects real estate brokers with local business owners who want to create the pop-up shop experience inside of open houses. And my niche is any forward-thinking, creative business owner, broker who wants to think outside the box and really create wins for home buyers and home sellers while supporting the local economy.
I love it. How in the world did you come up with this idea to do pop-up shops in open houses? And when did that come to you?
You know, it's funny, actually, what a small world. I keep sharing this story, and I have yet to really tell the person who is the person, the inspiration, where it kind of started. But I know you know Desiree with Hearts and Pearls.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
And we've kind of known each other off and on for a few years. I've had different businesses in the past, but I've always, I've been really inspired by her. I think she's done an amazing job with her business and really watching the way that she connects with her audience through her brand story and that brand identity. Yes. And I saw an ad that she posted on Facebook for the Pinology Market a couple years ago at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I know her and she'll have her booth. And I wanted to stop by and check it out. And I brought my husband with me to the event. he's such a sweetheart and down for anything. But we got there and there was a cover charge to get in the door. It was like $7 and a line. It was like, I think we waited close to half an hour to even get in the door and then paid our money. And I am so excited because I love, I'm just anything, I don't know, shiny or new or
crafty.
Sparkly.
Yeah.
And I just want to look at all of it. And there's such an energy and a buzz. And I like those types of environments. But when we got in there, there were so many people, there was so much foot traffic. Great for the vendors. It's great for that synergy. But I was noticing that I was feeling overwhelmed.
Just so many options, so many tables, so many people trying to sell you something. There wasn't a personal touch, right?
That was part of it. I wanted to go engage with some of the booths, but it was literally like having to push and shove to get up to the front. And then, what if I didn't want to buy, but somebody else did? I didn't want to get in their way. And so I was trying to just go with it. And my husband, he was like, well, let me just hold your coat. Let me hold your bag and you can just walk around by yourself. It's like, okay. And I was trying, but after a few minutes, I was just like, no, it's fun and it's great, but it's too much. So we went home, but that night I woke up with this really selfish idea that what if I could have just taken one of those vendors and their whole, product experience and taken it out of all of the, I want to say
chaos.
I'm still there, all the chaos that was going on. But if I could create a situation that was more like almost an infomercial where it was just them and the focus was only them and they weren't competing and they had my full attention. And in my head, I was like, well, oh my gosh, an open house really would be such a beautiful venue. It's like this blank canvas where obviously the home seller is wanting to attract as many people.
Of course.
The home to get their eyes on it, but also to stay a little while, picture themselves at home. I pictured Desiree's, business. I'm like, well, what if it was up in the master bedroom and she had a display set up and I could go up there and try things on? And I could almost feel like, wow, what if this was my bedroom and I lived here and ready? And
totally.
It made me like, I don't know. I was just excited about that as a consumer. I thought that would be really fun. And it wasn't a business idea at the time, but you know, as I'm telling this to my husband at 3 a.m, and he's kind of kindly, you know, like, uh-huh, tell me more. Oh, what's that? Okay. How about we finish this conversation in the morning? So he sort of bounced it around that maybe, it's like, maybe we could turn that into a business structure where people, had a place to go online to connect and create these events. And so that's really, yeah, where it came from.
I love the story and I can totally see the vision. I can see it working. I love that you described, you know, the headbands for Hearts and Pearls up in the master bedroom. You know, yeah. Of course you want the first impression to be the sell of the home, but you're inviting them to make themselves at home. And once you get upstairs, you'll be able to meet, you know, Desiree and her brand and try some stuff on. And you can imagine the buzz that would be upstairs and how cool the open house could feel. The other part that I'm totally getting now is that as you collab with other businesses for them to showcase uninterrupted, though it might only be, they might not sell a ton of stuff. Mm-hmm. They might not, there might only be 20 people that come through or 30 people that come through the open house. Mm-hmm. But those are going to be very meaningful interactions, right? They're going to, and those, the actual percentage of conversion might even be high, might be way higher just due to the nature of conversation and relational aspect and all that jazz. Yeah. Plus what you're doing is you're able to leverage their network and their sphere of influence, which actually might drive way more traffic to the open house.
Right.
And they'll sell stuff, whether they're a taco stand, a coffee bar, a headband thing or whatever. So I get it. This is awesome. Well done. Yeah. Great idea. Yeah.
Thanks. Well, I think you touched on a really important point that I haven't spent much time talking about, but it's that for me, the quality versus quantity, because I know one of the first things vendors ask at an event is, well, what's the foot traffic? What's, you know, how many people are coming through? And they want to know those numbers. And I really want to find a way to position this as it may not be those super high numbers, but it's a lower number, higher quality. So really seeing the value in that and even using that as an opportunity to market the like the Pinology market. Like maybe you meet Desiree at an open house and you build a relationship there and she can say, well, come and check me out at the Pinology market next week.
Exactly. So, and now there's already relational equity and trust. Yep. And of course. And then a whole girl, you know, slew of girlfriends come out to the event and boom, game over. Let me ask you this real quick. How do you monetize this? Do you charge the local vendor or how does that all work?
It's me.
No. I like that. It sounds like you and your organization, like our team, you can use that language. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's funny. I didn't realize how much of a tech company this would be. And I had to reach out to, web developers. I've built, you know, websites that were informational or you could sell things online, but I wanted this to be more like a dating site where the businesses build a profile, the brokers log in and they can add open houses. So really what I came to was a subscription based model where everyone is paying just like a low monthly fee. It's like $40 a month, but you have access to, I mean, there's an unlimited number of open houses and
they're happening all the time. Yeah.
Exactly. And
I mean, for that, unless you're in the market to even buy a home, there's no point to even go to an open house. And so I love what you're doing. Can I just interject here for a second?
Yeah, of course. I'm
jazzed because I believe that we're right in the midst of an experience economy where we have to think outside the box. We have to create experiences that excite and ignite attention and draw people, in that'll make them the days of vending machine, you know, interactions and transactions are over. Like, I love that you're thinking outside of the box here on this. And so within those experiences that you get to create, these vendors have an opportunity to say, you know, look, and here's the deal too. You got to pay as a vendor, you got to pay a couple $100 sometimes just to show up at the fair or at this venue or that venue. Yep. You're talking a subscription fee that gives you access to go pop up of all these open houses, potentially market to your audience. But also that agent is motivated to market to their audience. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool, Allie. I love it.
Yeah. Well, and that was the other side of it. I've been in the shoes of all of these different parties. My mom tried to start a business actually right after my wedding. She had built a jewel bouquet out of my grandmother's like costume jewelry, and everybody just loved it. And they told her, oh, you should try to start a business. And she didn't have a budget to do that, but started playing around with the product, and then spent her entire, you know, I think even used a credit card to have a booth at the wedding expo at the Tacoma Dome. But it was a couple thousand, maybe $1,000 for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's and not we didn't, cheap.
Super expensive. We didn't make a single sale, and then our budget was blown, and that kind of killed the business. It was like,
oh, no.
Well, there's that. But she does such a good job connecting with people one-on-one. I thought, oh man, yeah, if you had someone like her and she could go out and meet even just a person here or there, you know, that would be that quality relationship that she'd be able to build and not be competing with 1,000 other wedding vendors in that space. But exactly. Yeah.
Well, Ali, yeah. At this point, what is your biggest pain point that you're finding as you're beginning this business, yeah. as you're trying things, what are you coming up against?
Well,
and how can I help?
I appreciate, yeah, you bringing that question up. I have been struggling, honestly, up until this point to even make the website a reality. And I've been, I mean, this was just, I think, an amazing, I believe in the law of attraction. I do really believe that as I put things out there, things show up, and I couldn't figure out how to build the website. The numbers that I was being quoted were way out of my budget, my price range. I met someone who actually believed in the idea and helped to collaborate and put that together. And now that I have the product, I'm realizing, wow, like this is what I wanted. This is what I thought I needed startup capital for. So now the whole mission has changed to, okay, we have to start doing these events and really creating that, showing people what it is and actually showcasing the businesses who are there doing Facebook, you know, Instagram stories, whatever it is in that moment. And I want in Finterest, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about like these opportunities and the business to get to share a little bit more of their personal story as they're building a relationship. But as I'm recognizing my vision scaling, I want to find partners. I guess the word we use now is influencers, but
yeah.
Social media, finding people who who do see that vision and can speak to it and will be willing to try it out and give it a shot. And this is so out of my realm. I'm not a big social media user. I'm trying to put myself out there more and get comfortable with that on the personal side. But then there's the business side, which is crucial for this type of business, because I do think exactly what you said before, if there's 2-3 vendors at an event, each one of those people is able to reach their own audience through social media in a way that we hadn't been able to do before. So my thing, and it's more of a mindset issue, I think, how do I start reaching out to the people that, you know, I have a big vision. I'd like to partner with Northwest MLS. You know, I would like to find business associations that really embrace this idea. And the other part of the subscription membership is an affiliate program. So I would like, for every $40 that someone's spending each month, if they refer somebody they think would be a good fit, they will get 25% of that for every month that new member joins. So I'm trying to figure out a way how to partner with people who can get the word out. And they would get a benefit from it, but sales isn't my thing. I like the idea. It's more, how do I actually turn it into a legitimate business that makes money, where I feel like my part in it so far has just been like getting people excited about the idea, but not necessarily spending money on it. So that's like kind of that turning point where I'm at right now.
Well, fantastic. It's a great question. Can I speak into it? I got some ideas. I was taking notes all the whole time you were talking.
Oh, cool.
I love the idea of finding influencers, people that have obviously audiences. Now, here's the deal. I'm just going to kind of brainstorm with you in this moment. You know, how cool would it be? Let's say that, you know, my wife and I own a small little caramel company, right? We do little boutique caramels, which actually in reality, we have had a company called Caramels Inc. that does this. So this is like close to home. So, okay. So say we have this and say we pay $40 to join Infentress and be a part of the network, right? Yep. So here we are, we're doing our thing. And maybe what's cool is thrown in, like, here's what would be dope is if as I market for that specific open house, it's really in that real estate agent's best interest that as they're hosting this open house, that they sell the thing, right?
Yeah.
And so in my partnership as $40 as a vendor and being a part of this thing, it's also in my interest to try to generate, you know, business and make some connections. Maybe somebody's getting married. Maybe I can get a wedding or a birthday, you know, or a baby shower type contract or something through the people that attend. So I'm out here promoting it. I'm at the event to help spruce it up and make that 3-4 hour open house a little bit more enjoyable. I'm handing out samples. We're doing our thing. My wife's there. We're having a good old time. If somebody that we attracted through our marketing efforts came through and actually ends up buying the home, it would be amazing if there was a kickback. Could you imagine? What if that, and wouldn't it be worth it to that agent to sling that home with the contacts I have in my deal, right?
Yeah.
And right. For them, say, and watch this. What if I could, what if my cost was $40 to be a part of the Infentress network each month, but I can make potentially a commission of $400 if I get the sale done. All of a sudden I'm at every freaking open house trying to use my network and my energy to get that house sold for that person.
Oh my gosh.
Do you feel what I'm saying? So this is me talking out loud with you. And I love that you're thinking of this thing from that standpoint to where it can be win-win-wins. You're trying to create win-win-wins all around. Now I see you in your position, you're visionary. You got the idea. It's more of an execution issue that I feel like you're struggling with right now, right? You've been able to build the back end. You've got the website dialed. Now it's a matter of attention. People aren't going to know unless you're marketing it or unless you're out there strategically shaking a hand, selling your story through telling your story and getting people to actually sign up on the site as vendors, right?
Right.
So the next move for you is showing up at or literally extending invites where you could – maybe there's even a video pitch for you, Allie. Maybe you telling your story, similar to how you just shared it on this podcast, you could do it in a 1-2-3 minute kind of way. And then literally slide into the DMs, email a bunch of people, that have these small business or these pop-up shops that would do really well with your company. I think your goal right now is to find 10 agents that can really believe in and buy into this vision and 10 vendors out of the gate that want to go and help fuel the excitement around these open houses for these businesses or for these agents, right?
Yeah.
And if you start there, listen, you can never despise small beginnings. You have, like, you might have the coolest, shiniest, perfect running device or website or technology tools at your disposal, but if nobody knows, nobody knows.
Right.
So what I'm saying is don't be afraid of starting really small and having this really tight knit, 10 person on either side of the equation group that you're investing into. You're actually continuing to stoke the fire, the flame, and cast the vision to these partners, right? These influencers, if you will. I'd find the top 10 real estate influencers and try to land them. You know, nurture 20 to 30 leads of those influencer real estate agents and at least land 10 of those things. Then do the same thing on the small biz side or the pop-up shop side. These, people that have really creative products that you think could really spice up or add value to these open houses. And then nurture those 10 on either side, continue to inspire, cast vision, and then seek feedback. This is the most important part. You need to seek feedback from both sides too. How has this experience been for you guys on the agent side and for you on the small biz side, the pop-up shop side? How has this felt, as you marketed to your customers to come out and buy Caramels from you or buy headbands from you? What have they say, I mean, this day and age, come on, whether you're popping up in Pioneer Park during a farmer's market or popping up at somebody's house in a neighborhood in Sunrise, it's easy to find. Like if you want to buy my products, I'm going to be popped up over here. Come and see me. And if you know somebody who's looking for a house, check out the house, walk through the house, tweet your friends, take some pictures, send it to your contacts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think if that carrot is dangling for that small business owner, or the pop-up shop that's attending, they're going to want to be at more open houses, adding more value to all the agents that are signed up as well. And that creates that economy of just win-win-win all the way around.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I don't think I mentioned this. I am a licensed broker. It's not my day job, but I joined Theory Real Estate and they have been awesome.
I'm a huge fan of Theory. I love those guys, man. Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
I keep seeing the like you and Austin and the ping pong and all this. It's like, that's how I started seeing their social media and how outside the box they were. And they've been super supportive, which has been like phenomenal. So having agents there who definitely are really excited, and they helped me host my first trial event, which was
incredible.
We had Robert Stalker from Shake 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 did a pop-up shop in the back flipping sliders. And
are you
we
kidding?
It was super fun. We had a nice, they flipped a beautiful home in the stadium district and we had a staged backyard with patio furniture and he was out there with his partner and they were making burgers and had their, you know, sodas and all this stuff. But we had a couple other vendors. We had an HVAC expert who was doing educational tours of the home, telling people what to look for as far as HVAC services.
Awesome, Allie. Man.
It was super fun. And everybody, like the brokers that came, even just, you know, it was a soft launch type of thing just to get, like you said, the feedback, but people were having so much fun and they were really excited. And they're like, can you do, you know, we want to do this weekend. Can we do more? And so it really, I kind of got that ball rolling. And then I think sometimes I get caught up in that too. Like, oh my gosh, there's this momentum. And I'm like, okay, now what? Like, where do I go?
Yes.
What am I going to do next?
And this is the beauty of business coaching. It's having somebody that's in your back pocket, that's helping to hold you accountable and hold, you know, because especially if you have a product or a service or an idea that is worth pursuing and continuing to grow, it's like, you need somebody sometimes to just help guide you along, coach you, encourage you. Here's the next steps. Cause you can do it. This is brilliant. You've seen the feedback. You've seen the response. Now it's just a matter of dumping fuel on the fire. So how much time are you devoting to building this business right now in comparison to, you know, being an agent?
Well, there's another factor. I don't spend a lot of time as an agent. That was more of a means to an end to make this Inventoris business work. Had to be the only agent holding my own open houses.
And right. Good for you. At least you've got one.
I'm not only the president, but
you're also a client. I love it.
But my day job, I'm actually a licensed therapist and I have a private practice, which I love, but I think that's a struggle too right now is devoting, you know, not taking on new clients with that practice, but wanting to be able to spend enough time and energy. And I'm just noticing, I thought this would be a passive source of income, you know, eventually, like, it's an online subscription, but
there's nothing passive about network. It though, is it?
not yet.
but down the road, absolutely. Yeah. This could be something that's, you know, easily adopted nationwide, worldwide. I mean, it's the kind of thing where, again, but you can't despise the small beginnings. And I'm telling you, I think your strategy over the next little bit, if you really, really believe in this idea and this concept, and you've got the proof now, you've seen people excited about it, go pursue 10 influencers on either side. Explain to them what's at stake, you know, and try to get, again, the agents to maybe say, yeah, you know, it would be worth it. If I can sell the house through their lead, that might be the best money spent compared to spending money on these, you know, market leaders or whatever else exists out there for agents, right? I don't know. I think we're, we're in the experience economy. It's things like this, you know, at the business my family and I own, Anthem Coffee, our mission statement says, you know, we create unique experiences that change lives and bring people back. And obviously having people come back to our businesses is paramount, but it starts through experiences. Like if it's not a good experience, nobody's coming back. Right. So experiences matter. And I'm really proud of you and excited for you for coming up with such an out of the box idea that can really benefit many people in the process of serving potential home buyers in the future. So cool.
Thank you. And I just want to give you like, not that you need more shout outs, but it was because of Anthem and Anthem holds pop-up shops. And that was how I was connected with Katie Diaz. I think the happy, I always say it backwards, the traveling happy market.
Nailed it.
And she was holding a little, she was doing a pop-up shop at Anthem, but a little meeting ahead of time and getting everybody amped up for that. And I had seen Desiree with Hearts and Pearls do a pop-up shop at your Puyallup location. And there have been all of the different contacts I've met in networking. It's almost like the first place people say, you know, like, oh, we should go meet. Where do you want to meet? Anthem. Like, it doesn't matter where we are, Tacoma, Puyallup, wherever, like people, it's just been so great too. I think like, oh, okay, of course. Like I love Anthem and it's always a good experience there, even for those little networking, you know, those moments of connecting business relationships. So
yeah, I appreciate that. Wow. I'm almost thinking, could your back end, could your website, would it support somebody signing up even for a pop-up shop at a local business?
Yes.
I mean, yes. Beyond open houses, could the same idea work to facilitate really strong interactions between businesses and other pop-up shops, you know?
Yeah.
I know for Anthem, our heart is, we really, really strongly believe in collaboration.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we don't like the word competition. We like the word collaboration. Yeah. We always think there's ways to do things together that maximize the impact. And so I wonder if there's a conversation to be had there, Allie.
Yeah, I would love it. We definitely, I was talking to people who want to scale it that way too. They see so many different, like even retirement homes, bringing pop-up shops in. I mean, or
come on. Yeah. Maybe like, man. So in Fintrust, how did you come up with that name real quick? I'll ask that as one of the last questions.
Here. Final. Aligning Infinite Interests. That was my inspiration for the name. And also I felt like it was a little bit of a play on Pinterest and Redfin. So it kind of like, it brought everything together for me.
Oh,
but
aligning
Infinite Interests. Yeah, that was my, like, oh, that resonated. That felt really good. So
interesting. Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm setting up some different pop-up shop kind of things, you know, like we've done in the past too, but I'm doing it with some food vendors now. And we're looking at some fun collaborations and just everything is so, you know, there's not an easy process for it. I'm reaching out via text. I'm shooting emails. I'm calling people. I'm da 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 da. It's this meeting. It's that meeting. Whereas, you know, if potential interested people that would want to come do a collab with us, if I had the info and I was part of the network. So I think, that's another thing to keep in mind. But beyond just the open house concept, you got something brewing here. So, Allie, I hope that this has been helpful. It's been fun to chat with you and hear more about your biz. And thank you again for taking this time.